Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. Hey, back with some more money tips. Now, the question is, do you have a payday plan? Today's Friday, and I know that when I was on my debt-free journey in particular, I would do what I call sticky note math and come up with my payday plan. Honestly, I used to come up with my payday plan usually days before I actually got paid, so that as soon as I got paid, my money was split before it got to me, and I already knew exactly what I was going to use the funds for. I do zero-based budgeting, kind of a combination of zero-based, values-based budgeting, if that makes sense. And you have to do what works best for you. So I always think that it's interesting how people share money tips. And if anyone is putting, like, giving a blank statement money tips as far as budgeting goes, or like, this plan is gonna work. Honestly, how can anyone know that a plan's gonna work for you if they don't know you? And so really, we should be trying different options out to figure out which is the best fit for us. Anywho, I digress. So back to the payday plan. When you get paid, what is your approach to how you are going to use your funds? Because having a plan is going to make you much more successful in the long run and help you to be able to influence, I will say, what happens with your money, so that you can, you know, feel confident that you are stewarding and managing it wisely. So for you, you may not be doing sticky note math like I was, but, you know, taking time to look at where your money is going to be going and being intentional. That's why I like the zero-based budgeting situation, is because you give every dollar an assignment, as opposed to like paying all of your bills and then sometimes there being a gap if you make more than enough money, and then spending the gap on whatever comes up, as opposed to saying, okay, I want this money to go to savings. I want this money to go to debt payoff. I want this money to go to investing or a trip or something like that. And so I would say experiment. If what you're doing right now is not working, if what you're doing right now is working, keep doing it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you are spending more than you make and making more than you need to live on, then we have a problem here, and there are some subtle adjustments that you can make to see some amazing results in your money journey. If you would like support with that, feel free to use the link to go ahead and reach out, apply to chat with our team to see if you might be a good fit for us to support you. Students of mine are, you know, killing the game, creating financial freedom faster than they could have ever imagined. I was actually talking to one of my students recently, and she is making so much money that she gave herself a bonus. She got to write herself a bonus this year as a small business owner, which is so cool. And I would love to help more women around the world create peaceful, prosperous, purpose-filled lives so that they can essentially use money to create an impact and legacy in the world after they've figured out how to manage their money better, pay down debt, save, and invest. All right, I hope you have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.